This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 22, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. A mix of clouds and sun today, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 1:20 p.m. Lynn police are investigating a shooting of a 15-year-old boy late yesterday afternoon. According to WFXT-TV, the boy was shot and hit several times, then taken to Mass General Hospital in Boston with non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting happened near Fayette and Mariana Streets in Lynn. Lynn police are still looking for the shooter. Also in Lynn, the Daily Item is reporting that police are investigating an officer's use of force after a video surfaced on social media showing him punching a woman in the face while she was on the floor. The incident happened over the weekend. Additional details available at itemlive.com. Essex Tech School Superintendent Dr. Heidi Riccio is asking area officials to reach out to the school if a town or city has a community-based project that could avail itself of Essex Tech student involvement.
I think that we truly are a community school, and so we do a lot of community-based projects. We're seen in Salem and Peabody and Beverly and Marblehead, all across the North Shore, in Boxford. So if there is anyone in the community that has some community-based projects where we can work, whether it's a town project, a municipal, DPW, we've done anything from lighting to trim treeing to tree identification. We have a lot of opportunities for our kids to give back to the community from which they live, and we would hope that people would take advantage of it. So if you have a need from a public perspective, please reach out to us because we're happy to assist. We also take in vehicles in our auto tech program, as well as our auto collision program. We have a great bistro restaurant where the menu is open every day. We're open except for Wednesdays, but check online. The menu's posted. We have a great cosmetology salon where students can do hair, eyebrows, facials, manicures. And so just take advantage of our students, because that's how they learn, is when people come in and take advantage of what we have to offer.
That's Essex Tech School Superintendent Dr. Heidi Riccio. Longtime Salem School Board member Jim Fleming is stepping down. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that the 77-year-old, 20-year member of the committee made the announcement at Monday's school committee meeting. He announced that he'll be stepping down April 1, citing several personal reasons, but did say, "It's time to go." How is sports betting going in Massachusetts? Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade is reporting that for the month of February, the three Massachusetts casinos accepted bets totaling just under $26 million. February was the first full month of wagering in the state at the casinos. Bill Newell on sports is next with news of a local coach stepping down and a high-profile hoop player to transfer.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both in action last night. The Bruins beat the Senators last night 2-1. The top line got the go-ahead goal and eventual game winner in the first period off a clean play and feed from Brad Marchand to Jake DeBrusk. This is DeBrusk.
Yeah, obviously it was all world. You know, it's one of those things where I saw him and was trying to get open, and he fed it through a couple guys who had me for a breakaway. So, you know, obviously it was one of those passes where it's... as you can tell by my reaction, I didn't know what to do. I was going to try to point at him, and then I was going too fast. So, but it was one of those passes where it was just all world, and I was happy to finish it for him. There was a couple passes tonight that they gave me where I could have a couple more.
Bruin game-winning goal scorer, Jake DeBrusk. The Celtics topped the Kings in Sacramento last night, 132-109. The Orioles beat the Red Sox yesterday 6-2. Chris Sale gave up those six runs. NCAA Division III Frozen Four college hockey at Endicott this weekend, Friday. Game one of the semifinals, it's the University of New England versus Adrian. The puck drop at 3. Then at 7 on Friday night, Endicott will take on Hobart. And this is Noah Strawn of Endicott, a senior.
It's unbelievable, the support we get from the community, everyone, even the surrounding towns. You even walk around, if you're going to get a coffee, they're saying, "Nice job, keep going, we're rooting for you." And that just goes a long way with everyone. Like Nuke said, we dialed in for 4 years for this, and hopefully, or dream to become a reality for us.
In high school hockey here on the North Shore, Jim Quinlan is stepping down as head coach at Bishop Fenwick. He has coached there for the past 7 seasons. Prior to that, he coached and played in Saugus.
One thing is, you know when it's time. It's changed so much since I started coaching back in the 80s. From then to now, it's just a different thing. It's a different way of coaching. And I knew it was time. Going to the rink, it was time for me to, it needs a change.
Jim Quinlan stepping down as Bishop Fenwick boys hockey coach. And Nick Giannino is reporting in today's Salem News that Beverly basketball standout Ryder Frost will be transferring to Phillips Exeter Academy in the fall. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.